Welcome. I'm so glad you found your way here. Our topic for today is enough. We live in a culture of desire. The wanting mind, the if-only mind, often keeps us from seeing what's right in front of us. The practice we'll be doing today is adapted from a session on working with the inner child by Stephen Webb. I personally have found it extremely valuable for moments when some part of my world falls apart and I believe that it's all on my shoulders to fix. Times when the world says, "You're doing enough," and yet, inside, I feel like I'm falling short. Not enough. And that people are just being kind. So we begin by just settling in. Find a posture that's comfortable and yet allows you to be alert. Let your body find its weight. Let your chair or cushion carry you. Let gravity do its work. Note how you don't even need to hold your body upright. Just allow the body to be held. And now, become aware of the breath. Again, no need to do anything with it. No need to control or change. Just watch the breath as it comes and goes. Perhaps breathing in calm and breathing out relax. Breathing in calm and breathing out relax. Your body knows how to breathe. The body breathes in. The body breathes out. We don't need to get involved at all. Can you let the breath be as it is? Whether wild or calm, shallow or deep. You're not here to fix the breath. You're here to meet and be with the breath. To meet it in this moment, just as it is. If you find yourself manipulating the breath, move your attention to the sounds that are present around you. And then, after a few moments, return to the breath as it flows in and out. In and out. Let the body soften. The jaw, your hands, the belly, your neck, the lower back, the feet. Your shoulders, your thighs and calves. Even thoughts. Let them wander if they want. There's nothing you need to do. There's nothing you need to manage right now in this moment. Recognize that you are safe. You're held. you are here, breathing in calm and breathing out relax. And now I invite you to bring your awareness to something that we might call the small mind. This is the thinking mind, the survival mind, the part of you that needs to get things right. It's the part that still feels like there's something more to prove. It will say things like, I must do more. I must not let them down. I must be better. Take a few moments to recall areas of your life where this shows up. Perhaps it's at home, in different family situations, or in your place of business. Perhaps it's somewhere you volunteer. I invite you to bring one particular situation to mind. As you review that situation, feel the weight of it, not as a burden, but as a sign of how deeply you care. You see, the small mind isn't your enemy. It's not wrong. It's not bad. It's more like a child who's never felt finished. It's the part of you that longs to be finished, longs to be enough. And yet, no matter what you have accomplished, it never quite believes that it is enough. Take a few moments and allow the small mind to speak. Let it ache. Hold it gently. Don't banish it. Know that it just wants to be heard. So, following the breath, sitting here in stillness, allow it to speak. And now, feel beneath it, beneath the thoughts, beneath the emotions, beneath even the breath. As we move under it all, we find a space, a stillness, a presence that doesn't want because it already holds everything. Can you sense it? The stillness, the space, the eye of the storm. Some call this space the big mind, or the heart mind, or just awareness itself. It's the part of us that doesn't need applause, it doesn't crave recognition. It's simply is, likened to the open sky, the vast ocean. Let yourself rest here, even if it's just for a moment or two at a time. Let yourself be the big sky, not the clouds passing through. Let yourself be the ocean. not the waves. Here's the paradox of it all. You are both. You are the small mind that longs to change the world in some way so that you can finally feel whole. And you are the vast heart that knows there's nothing to be fixed, that nothing is missing. There's nothing to chase. You are the one that sees them both. The one that holds the tension. The one that no longer longs, needs to resolve the paradox. Because you're learning how to rest in it. Here in the middle. You are the middle. Say to yourself now gently, I let the small mind ache. I let the big mind open. I don't need to choose. I can rest here in the middle. I let the small mind ache. I let the big mind open. I don't need to choose. I rest in the middle. There is no final moment of perfection. There is no applause that will quiet the ache forever. And yet, you and I are enough, even now. Let those words sink in deeply. You are enough. Let your body feel the words. You are enough. Even if you never do another thing, you are enough. Breathe these words in. Breathe them out. Let the fire of not enough burn without feeding it. Sit beside it like an old friend who no longer scares you. Just sit in silence, in stillness, in the middle, with these words. You are enough. You are enough. Stephen Webb writes, I think the greatest gift we can receive is the realization that this is enough, that we are whole, and we find our wholeness in the space between. The space between the small mind and the big mind. Here in that space, there is vast perfection. the vastness of what is, of pure stillness. There is that stillness in the middle of the ache and the longing for wanting more. There is a space to rest, not to fix, not to prove, to just be. So I invite you to rest here in the middle, following the breath, open to the big mind, the wide sky ocean mind, and to the small mind, the clouds that pass through the sky, the waves that arise and fall back into the ocean. You are enough. You have always been enough. You will always be enough. In closing, I'd like to offer a poem by Bob Perkins. It's entitled, I Wish You Enough. I wish you enough sun to keep your attitude bright, no matter how gray the day may appear. I wish you enough rain to appreciate the sun even more. I wish you enough happiness to keep your spirit alive and everlasting. I wish you enough pain so that even the smallest of joys in life may appear bigger. I wish you enough gain to satisfy your wanting. I wish you enough loss to appreciate all that you possess. I wish you enough hellos to get you through the final goodbyes.